Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and we've got a study of extremes in the weather department this week between the north and south of our country, well above normal temperatures across the northern tier of states through much of next week into the weekend, with areas from Montana, the Dakotas, into Minnesota and Wisconsin, with temperatures 20 to 30 degrees warmer than usual. And here we are in mid-January. Look for highs in the 40s and lower 50s in Minot, Fargo, Billings, Montana. They could see 60 degrees by Thursday. We could also see record high temperatures in the far west, California through Arizona and New Mexico by late in the week. On the other hand, we've got snow falling across parts of Texas from Amarillo to Dallas, and we'll talk more about that in our next report. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear about the guy that got arrested for snoring loudly at McDonald's. For Sterling on Sunday, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My grocer looks at me like I'm a nut because of the vegetable that I purchased for my fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 8 past the hour. This is Walter Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. Alex P. Keaton. That was a made-up middle initial, too. It stood for nothing. Walter M. Sterling. It stands for very little. It's good to be with you. I love doing this show. It is an honor and a privilege to drive across the country with you, to come back from the mountains, the vacation, long weekends. Everything we get to do together is an honor to me, and I thank you very much. Now, tonight, I'll only mention this once. We have a special technical challenge because I thought I was playing audio. Can you hear this audio? Let's see. I thought you could hear this. Nah, but you can't hear that. I could hear it before. It's very, very exotic and strange. Let's try one more thing. I'm going to try one more thing. Nah, it's not going to work. Okay. That's good. It means I just get to talk to you. And there's nothing I enjoy more than just talking to you. I had a very tough week. In addition to that, I had a very tough week because my 18-year-old was in the hospital. My 15-year-old changed her hair color every day of the week. And those are the challenges for the father of teenage girls. I have a lot of right on, very liberal, very serious friends who they couldn't get over how what happened in Washington, D.C. this week could happen. They don't understand how it could happen. There is nobody in the world who's going to condone what happened. Lord knows, not me. It's terrifying what happened. But they're like, this was horrible. How could this happen? And I'd say to them, and I do say to them, why do you think it happened? Why do you think that happened? And every one of them said the same thing back to me. They said, well, these privileged white men felt that they were about to lose their power when they were about to lose their president. Like, that's not what happened. That anger and rage that would cause otherwise almost sane people to commit such insane acts comes from a deep place and has been sitting there for a very long time. That is why President Trump became president. Not because he said it's okay to be a racist. No, he's never said that. Not because he said it's okay to hate gays. Not only has he never said that, his White House put out statement year after year after year saying it's not okay to hate gays. It's not okay to hate. He's been very clear about that. What is it that he tapped into? I'll tell you what he tapped into. I spend a lot of time in Parma, Ohio. I spend time with the dance moms in Parma, Ohio, and the grocers, the retailers, the restaurant owners. These are people who work. They have the neatest lawns you've ever seen, well-manicured homes. Their kids go to good schools or good enough schools. And they're not crazy. But when they were growing up, and when you and I were growing up, did you ever imagine that you would be making as much money as you are today? Did you ever imagine you would be making $50,000 a year? Oh my gosh, that's an incredible amount of money. Wow. Or maybe you have a cousin or a brother who makes $100,000 a year. The person you know, maybe it's you, who makes $100,000 a year, are they rich? No. Are they well off? No. The person who makes $50,000 a year, you know what the U.S. government says about that? It says that that person is $2,000 above the poverty line. $48,000 a year defines poverty in the United States of America. And every time a person in the U.S. gets near that rung of being able to pull themselves out of poverty, boom, that rung goes up higher. They can't ever seem to get out of it. They can't ever seem to have one shred of luxury for their kids without going deeper into debt. And then they turn on the radio and they hear these a-holes saying, you know, the most important thing you can do is get out of debt. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But that there's no clear path to that. That's where the anger starts. The reason that group of people and 70 million others were attracted to Donald Trump was because he said, I understand your pain. I understand how you feel. And I'm going to take action to make this better, to solve this problem. And I acknowledge your anger and we can talk about it. That's what he did for 70 million Americans. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Let me tell you about Harry's Blades. I am so proud and happy that Harry's Blades is part of Sterling on Sunday because Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. I use Harry's Blades. Personal endorsement. I was stunned the first time I used it because this is a completely different experience. It's not like the little pulling and the nicks and scratches. This is incredible. It's a fantastic shaving experience. And that's why I'm so proud to have Harry's with us. Now, I talked to the Harry's people, and here's the best part. They have a remarkable offer for you. When you go to harrys.com, and put in Walter at the promo code position, Walter at the promo code position, here's what happens. You get a razor, a handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. You can feel that it's well made. A nice carry box, and my favorite part, you get Harry's Shaving Gel, which goes on as a gel, softens your beard, turns into a nice foam, smells fantastic. Not too strong, not too weak. It's a nice smell. Listen to me. Blade, handle, gel, travel box, you put in the promo code Walter. What does that cost? It costs $3. What? How much? What? $3. $3. Get all the information at Harry's.com. Harry's.com. Put in the promo code Walter and get the whole trial set for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm holding a Highlands container filled with incredible Highlands medicine, and I've posted it on Facebook so you can see me holding the bottle. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love? For over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risk or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Highlands the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase, or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Where you're hearing things,
where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Kristallnacht, or the night of broken glass. It was a night of rampage against the Jews carried out in 1938 by the Nazi equivalent of the Proud Boys. Wednesday was the day of broken glass right here in the United States.
Arnold Schwarzenegger equating what happened in Washington, D.C. to the night of the broken glass initiated by Hitler. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-WALT. There's nobody on the radio or on TV who's going to condone what happened in Washington, D.C. How and why it happened, I think, is a little different than what I'm hearing. Because, you see, what I see on television and when I read is I hear millionaires explaining the troubles of people making $48,000 a year. I hear millionaires who are taken to work not in an Uber or even an Uber Premium, but in a limo. That's how they're taken to work. They have the audacity to analyze why a mob was angry enough to get on a bus, not a limo, go to Capitol Hill and rampage. Well, the reason they're rampaging, in my opinion, the reason they were rampaging is that they felt it was the only way to be heard. And that's not some sensitive poetry Hallmark card thing. They really felt that for the first time, for the past 4 years, they were heard. And they weren't even making big demands. They were just saying, oh my gosh, finally somebody is listening to us. Because you see, their life, the life of a person making $48,000 a year, is a life of a frustration that most people can't imagine. But let me give you a clue. If you're making $48,000 a year, frustration number one is you thought all your problems would be solved. You never thought you'd make so much money. When you were in high school, you had a number in your head. And the number was, if I ever make this amount of money, I'll be rich. I'll have it made. It'll be fantastic. And then a couple years ago, you got to that amount of money. Maybe you were the supervisor in the plant, the dispatcher with the trucks, the person who released the trucks with the clipboard. Maybe you were the guy with the clipboard. And now you're making $48,000 a year. This is fantastic. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I love being with you. It's 21 past the hour. Every Sunday night I am live. We are live coast to coast. This is the fastest growing show in network radio. Well, now you worked up the ladder in the store, in the factory, in the truck system, and now you're making $48,000 a year. Are you rich? No. Are you doing really well? No. Are you doing better than your brother-in-law, the doctor? No. There's resentment at every step of your life. And then you look ahead and you're told, Well, you know, we're having a very bad year here at the plant, and we're not going to be able to give you a raise. And the kid wants the Barbie dream house. And you're not going to be able to get her the Barbie dream house. Maybe you'll be able to slick one by and get her a used Barbie dream house on eBay, but it's going to be missing a part. It'll be missing a very essential part, part of the ice cream parlor. The ice cream cones won't be with it. The little pieces in the kitchen won't be there. And you're looking at that, and you're thinking, your precious baby isn't going to be able to have the toy she wants for Christmas, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it, even though you're making $48,000 a year. And now your wife is saying, you know, I can work, or your husband's saying, I can work, and they do. And now they're making $43,000 a year, $38,000 a year. Your combined income is, $80,000 a year. Where does that put you? As a married couple, that puts you at poverty level. You go and apply for food stamps. You got a kid, and the two of you apply for food stamps. Now you get the food stamps. One kid, husband, wife, one kid, that'll get you about $400 a month in food stamps. Let's think about what happens when you go to Kroger, Giant Eagle, with, or forget about Wegmans. Don't even go insane going to Wegmans or Heinie's. You go there with the $400 a month in food stamps. What do you get? Well, there's a gallon of milk for $5.95. That's the organic. Or the house brand, $2.95. Whoa. You'll go through that $400 in food stamps in 10 days. In 10 days, and then you'll be out of food again. You'll be out of food money. And but, you know, food stamps, that's a great thing for these poor people. My gosh, this is fantastic. And remember, these are millionaires making these decisions. The woman with the $28,000 refrigerator freezer eating $12 a pint ice cream is deciding that $400 a month should be enough for food. It's not enough for ice cream pints. But you know what food stamps can't buy? They can't buy a baby bottle. Yeah, buy baby formula, all the baby formula you want. Okay, is it going to get a baby bottle? No. Is it going to get diapers? No. You can't buy diapers with food stamps. What if I have to get to the store? I'll just get in my car and I'll use the food stamp money for gas. No, it doesn't work for gas. What about for... I need a hot plate. I need forks and knives for my food. No, you that isn't going to happen. And you better have a can opener, because you may get cans of food, but they don't come with can openers. Better get up the pop-up type. And you're making $48,000 a year, and you're on food stamps, and the food stamps doesn't buy what you think you need. And it goes on and on and on. It takes a lot of time to be poor. Now, if $2.95 versus $5.95 is a significant difference for you with a gallon of milk, that means you're going to go to three different stores to get that gallon of milk. You can't just go to one store, because you already have a map in your head of where is the cheapest milk, where is the cheapest meat, where is the cheapest fruit and vegetables. That means you're going to go to multiple stores to get your food and save as much money as you possibly can to get to the goal. What's the goal? The end of the month. Those are the people who were in Washington. Those were the people who had it. Ends justify the means? Nope. Is that an okay thing to do? No. But that's where their rage comes from. It's not about political theory, and it's not about racism. It's about, where's mine? Because you see, I'll prove it's not about racism. LeBron James's kids will be able to get whatever they want, and they should. but so should yours. You should be in a position to earn enough money to get whatever you need for your children. And it's a very slippery cliff once you fall off it and are in poverty and to try to get back up the mountain. It's trickier than hell. During this pandemic, when everybody's life is screwed up and people are being blocked from being evicted, thank God, thank God. Where's the protection on the credit agencies? Why is it that bad credit continues to be reported? If you're late on a payment to Synchrony Bank, that's going to hit your credit report. Why should any late payment, I didn't say non-payment, I said a late payment, why should that hit your credit report? You should get 90-day free pass until the pandemic is over. Because you want to pay it, but you didn't get yourself fired. You got fired. And everybody got fired. 30 million people got fired. And all of them are going to have their credit destroyed. Because that just keeps going on. The bad credit reports will continue to go on. No free pass on that. No moratorium on bad credit reports. Isn't that unbelievable? And those are the people who were in Washington. The ones who don't see an end in sight. Is that justified for what they did? No, no way. Not justifiable. No way. But you wonder where the anger comes from and the rage comes from. I know where it comes from. I know where it comes from. It comes from being screwed on the credit reports. It comes from being screwed in the job applications, which look at the credit reports and say, oh, you know, you had a bad credit. We don't know if we can hire you. What does my bad credit have to do with you hiring me? I can do the job. Well, yes, but you didn't pay MasterCard once in 1988. Well, okay. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I'm doing the fastest growing show in network radio, and I'm doing it because of you, and I appreciate the fact that you and I get to be together. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And I have a podcast because God said you must make a podcast. And the podcast is called Midnight Misfits, available at Apple iTunes. We're having fun tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. In contrast to the northern states, we've got a good old-fashioned winter storm with heavy, wet snow raging across parts of Texas from Lubbock, Abilene, across to Shreveport, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Some freezing rain and snow into Dallas within the next 24 to 48 hours. Look for accumulations of up to a foot of snow in Amarillo on into Childress in the Texas Panhandle. Some heavier rains will move into northern Florida by week's end, as well as Georgia across the Carolinas. Some lake effect snows across the Great Lakes and northern New England also by the next weekend. Benign weather this week for Washington, Philly, and the Big Apple. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the 40s. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Fresh vegetables for your fish. Yes, it's good for them, but you have to pick out the right vegetables. And you have to serve them in the right quantities and remove them from the aquarium before they become rancid. Let's talk about cucumbers. Cucumbers, guppies love them, placostomuses love them. If you have freshwater shrimp, they love them. And some of your cichlids and tetras will nibble on it as well. I feed my aquariums either a cucumber, zucchini, or French cut green beans that are canned. I have vegetables in my aquariums almost every day of the week. Now, I will tell you, if you go into your grocery store, like I go here into the Piggly Wiggly of lovely Muskegon, I go in there and I'd buy one cucumber. And let me just tell you something. They stare at you. But it's okay. You're feeding fish. And cucumbers are also great on salad. So if you don't need all of that cucumber for your fish, well, you can eat the part that doesn't go into the aquariums. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter Sterling live, coast to coast, Walter M. Sterling. Alex P. Keaton, that wasn't a real middle initial either. He made that up. Didn't stand for anything. Walter M. Sterling does stand for something, but I am not allowed by AFTRA law, a union rule, to say what it is because there is another Walter M. Sterling who got there first. That's how union rules work. They make no sense, but that's how they work. And the events last week in Washington, no point in going over them. No point in saying, oh, it's a horrible thing. It should have never happened. Of course it should have never happened. But what I look at is, why did that happen? And I can't believe I see idiots going, well, it's because of Fox News. No, it's not because of Fox News. There's nothing on TV or, frankly, radio that can make a person do something that isn't already deep inside of them ready to come out from birth. The DNA is already there. There can be activation switches, things that make people go, oh, my gosh, that's really quite something. I hadn't put two and two together, or 10 and 10 together, and then it'll come out. But that's what can happen. It can happen without those things. But that's where we are today. That there is a wave after wave after wave of catalysts that compel people to do things. It may compel you to try something that you weren't going to try. But if it isn't in there already, it isn't going to happen. No amount of messaging to me could have gotten me to run up the Capitol steps. No way. No amount of messaging to me could have gotten me to go to my high school prom. There are guys who go, I have to have the new Maserati. And they will do whatever they have to do to get the new Maserati. Not me. I'm not going to buy a $250,000 car. If I have the millions and millions of dollars, I'm still not going to get it. It doesn't do it for me. We're all wired differently. But a series of triggering events can get one person to do something and another person to still never think of it. No amount of ads, no amount of messages from a host. No. It isn't how it works. It has to be inside of us to go ahead and do it. To go ahead and do it. I've talked about this before, about the marriage switch. I believe that everybody has a marriage switch. And that if a person gets married before that switch goes off, before they're actually ready internally to get married, that marriage will not work. Doesn't matter who they marry. Then, if they get married after that switch goes off, they could pretty much marry anyone and it'll be successful. I was blessed with the fact that I didn't get married until I was good and ready, that I was still ambulatory. The biggest problem with most marriages, they got married too soon. Well, we got married a little too soon. Well, yeah, they got married before their marriage switch went off. There was no amount of ads in Bride magazine, TV shows, Young and the Restless, Cosmopolitan, no amount of advertising, editorial content could get somebody right to get married. It has to be the right time. And then the right person, but first the right time. There's a controversial topic. The people who ran up the steps, frankly, needed to run up the steps. Because they had run out of options in their mind. They had run out of options. What was it that they were running toward? They were running toward, please pay attention to me. Please pay attention to what I have to say. Most of them, I promise you, did not like doing what they did, but they had run out of options in their mind. Was this a good solution? No. Am I condoning it? No. Let me repeat it. Am I condoning it? No. But it's all they thought they had left. And that is how come Trump got to be president, because they had tried for years and years and years to get somebody to listen to them. And no, it was not about racism. It was about money. The dividing line in our country is, do you have money or not? Are you going to get into the country club or not? Nancy Pelosi looks to me like the head of the admissions committee at the most expensive Republican country club in the community. Doesn't she look like that to you? And then Hillary looks like the head of the Ways and Means Committee at that country club. What a pleasant bunch. But for all of their lives, there's a group of people, about 70 million of them, who have been rejected by those people, not admitted to those country clubs figuratively and literally, and they're ticked. They're angry. That's what this has all been about. Money or no money. Money or no money. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And then coming up in just seconds, I want to talk to you about my daughter, Dorothy, and her adventure in the hospital. We're going to have a good time tonight, I promise you. You and I can always stay in touch. I have an email account. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. And a podcast, the Sacred Podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits, available at Apple iTunes. Driving across the country tonight with you, coming out of the air into your radio, this is Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. Have you called in? 888-688-WALT. The show stinks unless you call in. I love to do it with you. And I want to share with you some information that has changed my life. No, really. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Hyland's Flexmore PM. Hyland's Flexmore PM. It's arthritis medicine that helps remove the pain and stiffness of arthritis. It is made of 100% natural ingredients. Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Well, there it is. The way we relate to our pain is different in the day than it is at night. Therefore, Hyland's has made two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hyland's.com/arthritis. Hyland's.com/arthritis. Then, when you're there, enter the promo code WALTER right at checkout, and you'll see $3 come off. You'll see, you put in Walter, you'll see the amount you were going to pay, put in Walter, and $3 comes off before your very eyes. Or find Hyland's Flexmore medications at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
48 past the hour now. Everything's working. Everybody's very excited. Mike in Southern Jersey, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Mike.
Hello?
It's a big show. Hello? Mike, hey.
How you doing?
Mike, what would you like to say? Yes, I can hear you. What would you like to say?
I had just heard you say that people who marched the steps felt like they had no other recourse. And that's exactly how I felt with Black Lives Matter, that they had no other recourse to lash out.
In Black Lives Matter, when you say they lashed out, How did they lash out?
With the riots.
Right. Now, they didn't all lash out. They didn't all lash out, did they?
Right. But, you know, a lot of people said, you know, how bad the riots were, and there's comparisons to the riots and what happened at the Capitol. So I think taking a knee was a lot less combative, and then the people who were taking a knee were getting cursed out by the leader taking a knee, and then people keep getting shot and have no other recourse.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Mike. Where in southern Jersey are you?
Like Cherry Hill.
And where's the best pizza?
I don't know. We're making our own.
Oh, well, if you're making your own in South Jersey, you're going to send me some. Do you understand, Mike? That is your job, to send me some of your pizza.
We could try doing that. How are we going to ship it?
You're going to ship it by FedEx and dry ice, and you're going to hold on a second and get my address. Larry in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Walter. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir.
You were talking about the credit reports and how people are losing their credit state, whatever.
They're being destroyed by being 90 days plus as a result of having lost their job in the pandemic, but they are getting a stay of execution in being evicted from their homes, which they should be.
Yeah. The other thing I'm looking at, though, is I'm having problems paying my bills, not because I can't afford it. It's because the mail is so screwed up that I'm getting bills that are already past due, and I'm supposed to pay them.
Well, you're absolutely right, Larry, and I'll tell you how I know you're right. I have a high-ranking supervisor friend in the United States Post Office who has told me, and I have no reason to doubt him. I have a lot of reason to doubt you, Larry, but I have no reason to doubt this guy. And he said, we are being told to hold mail. I said, what do you mean being told to hold mail? He says, we're being told to hold mail. And he told me this in September. And I said, well, who's telling you this? And he said, supervisors and above. And I said, why? And he kind of was vague. And my hunch is that it was to hold up mail-in ballots, which usually prefer Democrats.
Yeah, but it's besides that, too. I think they're looking for more money, too. Supposedly, the post office people are told they can't have overtime. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, that is true. Yes, that's true. Yes.
So, I don't know. It's frustrating because, you know, I try to pay my water bill. I have to pay it with a credit card online instead of paying it by mail.
Do you have a new water meter, Larry?
Yeah.
Do you know that almost everybody in America got the new water meter at about the same time, within the same time frame?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to a water guy, a plumber, like a real plumber, licensed plumber, I said, what's the deal with these water meters? And he got very vague and distant. And I said, he said, don't get me started on those water meters. And I said, will you come on my show and talk about what those can do? He said, listen, I will, but you have to keep me absolutely anonymous. Larry, thanks for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Here's the deal with the new water meters, the, quote, smart water meters. They can listen into your house. They have the ability to pick up sound. Why should a water meter pick up sound? The ostensible reason is that if you leave your house, it will know that there should be no water usage. And that if there is water usage, somebody's stealing the water. That was the quick and dirty explanation I was given. But I don't believe that. I believe they're listening into our house, period. Flat out, listening into our house. Hugh in Ambler, Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Walter.
Sir.
Listen, thank you. I know on Sunday nights there's not a lot of live radio, but I look forward to your show. And you know what? I want to thank you, Walter, because you really are expressing the normal American citizen. People that are just trying to pay their taxes, just trying to do the right thing. And we are being, we are not being, no one represents us, Walter.
We're being hosed, Hugh.
I know.
We're being hosed because, okay, well, gee, we're not going to get you evicted from your home because that would cause a burden on the community. But you're still going to get screwed on your credit reports, on your Equifax credit reports.
But
which
you know
will
what,
keep...
Walter? I listen, I know, I don't, it's not about politics. But
no.
You know what? We don't have anyone protecting us. This elitist, the swamp, whatever you want to call it, they don't protect the normal American person, you know?
Because they haven't been near a normal, they haven't been near, let me tell you what they don't understand why you would want to not take the toll road. Why wouldn't I
exactly.
want to take the toll road? Because that's the difference between a gallon of milk and a quart of milk. Thank you so much for your call at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. These are people who like, yeah, toll road, that's great. No, you don't understand. Very often a toll road is very bad because it's the difference between getting a gallon of milk and hitting the jackpot of for the month and being stuck with not enough milk. Well, you tell the 8-year-old that you don't have enough milk for the Lucky Charms. Well, why is your daughter eating Lucky Charms? That's not good for them. Really? I'll tell you what. You give me an extra hour each day where I can explain to her why the Lucky Charms may not be good for the future of her nutritional system, and then we'll work it out. But until then, she's getting the Lucky Charms. Until then, she's going to get the Lucky Charms, but there better be enough milk. And by the way, if a person's on food stamps, again, the milk is a very big challenge. They go to a food pantry. They're not going to get a gallon of milk at a food pantry. If they're lucky, they're going to get a box of milk, a can of condensed milk, maybe the good kind that's golden condensed. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to talk about my daughter's harrowing experience in the hospital overnight, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and we've got a study of extremes in the weather department this week between the north and south of our country, well above normal temperatures across the northern tier of states through much of next week into the weekend, with areas from Montana, the Dakotas, into Minnesota and Wisconsin with temperatures 20 to 30 degrees warmer than usual. And here we are in mid-January. Look for highs in the 40s and lower 50s in Minot, Fargo, Billings, Montana. They could see 60 degrees by Thursday. We could also see record high temperatures in the far west, California through Arizona and New Mexico by late in the week. On the other hand, we've got snow falling across parts of Texas from Amarillo to Dallas, and we'll talk more about that in our next report. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear about the guy that got arrested for snoring loudly at McDonald's. For Sterling on Sunday, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I'm J.J. Wilson. I introduce each week's episode of Drive Through Brew, a non-nutritious cereal about two men who sell beer and cigarettes at a drive-through. Let's listen as Jake and his manager are about to greet company from next door.
Oh no, look who's coming. The spaced out lady from the yogurt studio.
That's Yoga Studio, and let me do the talking. I wonder what she's mad about this time.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy New Year. I must say you're both looking chipper and handsome today.
Not really.
I have a teeny tiny favor to ask. As you know, my studio next door has been shut down by our nasty governor for months now. Meanwhile, all my health and beauty aids are nearing their expiration dates. I wonder if I could sell some of my items here.
I doubt it because...
Oh, that would be wonderful. Why don't we start with two or three pallets of the mineral bath salts and maybe five or six cases of aromatherapy body oil? I'll have my associate, Monsieur Etienne, bring them right over. Ta-ta, boys!
We ain't gonna smell like beer anymore, Jake.
Oh, my. Can the boys defend the low-rent masculine scent of the drive-thru?
You sure you don't want some lavender soap with your malt liquor?
That's next time on Drive Through Brew. Word Car speaking.
It's 10 past the hour. David in Chattanooga, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, Sterling. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, David, but first I have a very important question to you.
Yes, sir.
What station are you listening to?
WGOW here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And it's cleared live.
Clear live is, yeah, it's a clear channel station, 50,000 watt, I think. And I've listened to you for probably the last year or so. And I love your program. I'm a Marine. I don't say former Marine because once a Marine, always a Marine. But I'm a patriot, and I'm a Republican, and I'm a Christian. I'm a sinner simply saved by the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
And I look at our country today, and I can get very upset over it, but I have to sit back and really laugh about these things because they're hilarious. But when we start losing police officers in the Capitol building, that's not hilarious.
I wanted to share something with you.
You mentioned something, Mr. Walter, a little while ago,
yes,
that I really want to touch bases on.
Yes.
And I want to just hear me out. I have gone into companies over the past 4 or 5 years and applied for jobs, and they wanted to check my credit report. I think that's unconstitutional. I think that's delving into your private personal matters. That's socialistic and communistic behavior upon the part of the corporations.
Oh, no argument for me. I can tell you for a fact that every company I can think of, bigger than a beauty shop, is going to run a credit check on you. I don't understand what it has to do with your job, unless you're going to work in a bank. I have no idea what it has to do with you working on an assembly line, being an artist, being a landscaper or a trucker. What the heck does it have to do with any task-driven employment? And I know they do it. And it's not, and here's worse. You won't believe this, David. Worse than checking your credit report, Most of them want to see your tax return from last year so they can see what you earned, which gives them the edge in leveraging a salary with you, which to me is the crummiest odds in Vegas.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Sterling, it goes like this. Now, listen, I'm just a simple-minded person. I have a pretty doggone good education. I'm from the South. I know I talk with this old Southern drawl and all that stuff, but I'm actually smarter than I sound. Okay. I'm originally from Wisconsin, but that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is this. Our country has sold out to communism, socialism. We've gotten into people's personal private lives through via computers and these water. You're talking about this water system, this plumber that came in and you know, put in a system into somebody's home to monitor their movements or whatever. They're doing that.
Yes.
And people are sitting back thinking that this stuff is all sci-fi. It's all science fiction. No, it's real. It's here. It's upon us right now. What are we going to do about it? I mean, are we going to tolerate it? Are we going to tolerate people taking away our privacy, our rights to privacy? Here's one thing I want to share with you, and I'm going to tone down just a little bit, Mr. Stone.
Don't. It's a better show if you're very excited. I get better ratings if you're excited.
Well, I'm a Marine. Oh, I'll be excited. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate the call. 888-688-WALT. I asked him which station he was listening to because there was all sorts of hoopla with WGOW, and now I see what it is. It's on the great AM station. It's on WGOW-AM with Rush Limbaugh, and I'm very proud to be on 1150 WGOW in Chattanooga, Tennessee. What an honor. What a privilege. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in seconds, I'm going to share this unbelievably frustrating story of my 18-year-old daughter being in the hospital. Plus, can you believe this? The Browns are beating the Steelers. Sorry, KDKA. I apologize for mentioning this on KDKA, but, you know, it's my show. Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story of a woman who chunks a can of dog food at a dude and hits him in the head in the grocery store parking lot. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. I get in the shower, and then I take out this beautiful green can. Push the button, and out comes gel that smells remarkable. I put it on my face, and suddenly my beard softens, and the gel turns into shaving cream. And I'm able to get the most remarkable shave imaginable, a Harry's shave. The Harry's system of blade, handle, and shaving gel work together to give me the most remarkable shave I could ever imagine. The first time I had a Harry's shave, I'm like, whoa, this is really different. Now, everybody says that. No, really, this is different. Now, the reason it's different is that Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for the product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You put it on the ergonomic handle, which comes in a variety of stunning colors, which will complement your eyes. And you use the shaving gel. And oh my gosh, this is a great experience. Now, I want you to have this experience. Here's what you get with Harry's. With Harry's, when you put in the promo code WALTER, you get a blade, you get a handle, an ergonomic handle in a beautiful color. You get the shaving gel. You put it on, softens your beard, smells great. And a nice travel box. You put in the promo code WALTER, blade, handle, shaving gel, $5. What? Oh, no, $3. You put in the promo code WALTER, it's $3. And they'll send it to you. Well, they must get you on shipping and handling. No, that's free. It's really free. Handle, blades, shaving gel, travel box, $3. Put in the promo code WALTER or get them at the big box stores. But really, you're better off going to harrys.com, harrys.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love to do or get a restful sleep? Well, for over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over my thumbs and my feet, as it has for over
54 million Americans.
Yet many people delay taking their pain medications because they're concerned about the long-term risk or experience with some side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylands, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural, active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. What this means is that I can safely complement the prescription medications with Flexmore and have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout or find them at CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
19 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Sterling on Sunday. You might be saying to yourself, why isn't this show on every night? Why do I have to listen to old men screaming at Democrats? Answer, I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that my favorite program director is Kevin West at WGOW in Chattanooga, because I like fighters, and I know that Kevin West fights for my show, and I appreciate that, Kevin West. I do, just like Spike Eskin fights for my show. Jim Gracie fights for my show. Steve Moore fights for the show. Then there are others who go, I'm not going to deal with corporate. And then they roll over. Cowards. What a bunch of cowards. I never did that. It's probably why I'm an idiot. But I never did that. In my entire alleged career, when I was a suit, and I was a damn good suit. You know what? I've never said that to you before. I was really good as a suit. I stood in front of those rooms with PowerPoints. I'm going to die of PowerPoint radiation. That's how good I was. I'd stand in front of these rooms and I'd sell my heart out and sell my ideas. And if somebody objected, if they had other ideas, I'd say, no, 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 no. We're going to do what's right. Was I often right? Yes. Was I often wrong? Yes. But that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. You know right now in your 18-wheeler what's best for that truck. You know how it should be equipped and balanced and the right tires. And does corporate listen to you? No. Does the dispatcher listen to you? Maybe. But you know what's right because it's your life. It's your life. You know what's right. For about 8 years, I consulted Sirius Satellite Radio on site. I consulted Sirius Satellite Radio on site. I had an office there. I was very important in my mind. And one of the things about working at Sirius Satellite Radio is you had to be very cool. Whenever a celebrity came in there, which was every 10 minutes, you had to pretend you didn't see them. How silly is that? We had to pretend that we didn't see the celebrity. What is the point of being a celebrity if you can't see them? But they were all supposed to be invisible. Only twice. The whole time in the 8-9 years that I was at Sirius, did a celebrity come through that I went, whoa. Was it a Rolling Stone or a Hanson? No. Was it the Dave Clark Five? No. Was it Neil Diamond? No. But they all came through. That isn't what knocked me over. There's celebrity that's megawatt celebrity that everybody knows, but then there are celebrities that matter to you. There's a level of celebrity that's actually a much bigger deal in your mind than it is on the cover of People magazine. And for me, there were two that came through like that. One is I'm looking up from my desk, trying to look busy, and there's freaking Sonny Fox. Sonny Fox walks by my office. Every city had a Sonny Fox. Sonny Fox was the kid show host. Every city had one or two or 10. In New York, where I grew up, you know, there were 20. Chuck McCann, Fred Hall, Sandy Becker, but there was Sonny Fox. And there he was passing my office. He was 6'5". He had a permanent tan, $4,000 suit, $1,000 shoes, and better yet, he looked like Sonny Fox. It wasn't one of those sad things where when you see them in person, they're 5 feet tall, they're kind of hunched over, looks like they had syphilis. No, this was freaking Sonny Fox, aglow. There was like a Jesus glow around him. And I broke all the rules. I trailed him down the hall. I stalked him down the hall. And ultimately, we had a couple lunches, and it was great. It was fantastic. The other celebrity to walk down the hall and make me go, whoa. I was like, whoa. It blew my mind. It just blew my mind. I'll tell you who it was in seconds. It's 24 past the hour. We have some housekeeping to do. I have to give you an email address. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. And I have a podcast. It's Midnight Misfits, and you can get it at Apple iTunes. I am the only person in America who still has a Twitter account, Walter M. Sterling Twitter account. I have a Facebook account, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. On my Facebook accounts, I have some pretty spectacular stuff. Most people don't put up the things I do, but I do. I have spectacular things on my Facebook account. And what else we got? That's the full array of social media that you're obligated by law. Because, you know, it isn't enough to have a giant radio show on 50,000-watt clear channel stations. That's not enough. That's not enough. You must have 121 visitors to your podcast. You know, at least 121 visitors to your podcast. 888-688-WALT is my number. 888-688-WALT at 25 past the hour. I worked at Sirius. I was a consultant at Sirius. I had an on-site office. And one of the things about being at Sirius is that you were not allowed to chase celebrities down the hall. And there were celebrities in there all day. All day there were celebrities in there. Lisa from Ice Road Truckers walked down the hall. Lisa from Ice Road Truckers, the beautiful 18-wheeler, was walking down the hall. And you know what? She looked like Lisa. She was even prettier in person. Well, I had no choice. I chased her down the hall like Sonny Fox. And we had a nice chat, and she's very professional. And I was very professional. Don't get any ideas. But then I'm watching Ice Road Trucker, and I'm thinking, they have a lot of camera angles for dangerous terrain. How do they have a camera angle ahead of the truck, behind the truck, on the side of the truck? And what's that shot where it's driving over ice, cracking ice? How'd they get that shot? How did that happen? To me, the most fascinating thing about Ice Road Truckers is I learned that with those trucks in that weather, they can never turn off the engine. If they turn off the engine, the oil will turn into, a sticky mass that will never work. It'll never work again. I have more questions. We have a great affiliate in Alaska, in Fairbanks. If you're listening in Alaska, I'd appreciate a phone call. If you're an 18-wheeler in Alaska, I'd really appreciate a phone call, because I was watching it tonight. And that just raised all sorts of questions. But there was Lisa at Sirius Satellite Radio in New York City. I don't know where she parked that truck in New York City, but I bet she was damn glad to have Terra Firma. Terra Firma. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I have more things for you. We have Florida stories tonight. Did you hear what I said? Florida stories. We've done a lot of research about what people really like, and they love Florida stories. They love the drive-through brew, and they love Vila Hole. And my friend John Quick pointed out to me, he said, you know, Walter, there is not another network radio show that features a fishing report. Yours is the only show that that features a fishing report. And I suppose that's true, and it's something to be proud of. I suppose I'm proud of it. I've got to tell you the story about my daughter being in the hospital last night. My 18-year-old daughter was in the hospital last night. Now, that's not a big deal, and she was, it was not that serious, but the apparitchnik, the bureaucracy around her being in the hospital practically sent my current, much younger, very beautiful wife into the hospital. It practically drove her into the hospital. How that happened, I will tell you precisely in detail, because maybe you'll relate to this hell. Maybe you'll relate to this horror of that special bureaucracy that surrounds a young person in the hospital, in a major medical center, having to deal with doctors and bureaucracy. How could that happen? How could this happen time after time again? One of the smartest things that we Sterlings have always done, I urge you to do this. If you have a relative who's spending the night in the hospital, never leave them alone for one second. Do not leave that room alone. If you want an apple juice, you ring for the nurse. You ask for the nurse to come and bring an apple juice. Yes, may I help you? Yes, I'd like an apple juice. And they always look at you like, how could you be so lazy? You could just go across the hall and get the apple juice yourself. Now they've made it all efficient. Anybody can get the apple juice themselves. You don't need a registered nurse to get the apple juice. I have so many burdens. I just have so many burdens. Let's talk. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And I will give you a chance to guess the mystery voice to win a prize announcement. What more could you want?
10 seconds.
What more could you want? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. I am live across the country. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is only a test.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. In contrast to the northern states, we've got a good old-fashioned winter storm with heavy, wet snow raging across parts of Texas from Lubbock, Abilene, across to Shreveport, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Some freezing rain and snow into Dallas within the next 24 to 48 hours. Look for accumulations of up to a foot of snow in Amarillo on into Childress in the Texas Panhandle. Some heavier rains will move into northern Florida by week's end, as well as Georgia and across the Carolinas. Some lake effect snows across the Great Lakes and northern New England also by the next weekend. Benign weather this week for Washington, Philly, and the Big Apple. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the 40s. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. For our next Florida story, you saw the fun that they were having in the Capitol this week. Did you see the picture of the guy that was walking out with what may be Pelosi's podium? And you're thinking, oh my goodness, there's a Florida connection to that. Of course, this guy's from like the Tampa Bay area. He was already arrested in Pinellas County. An extra Florida twist to this story. The first reporting of his identity was a mix-up. A reporter posted the picture of him that says, Via Getty. This is the guy that's taking a podium or whatever. And so people thought his name was Via Getty. Like, I don't know, like he's Italian or something. And so they're like, let's find Via Getty. And they couldn't find Via Getty. And it was this whole kind of bizarre subplot where for a couple hours, there's a big chunk of online that thought his name was Via Getty. No, it's like Adam Thompson or something lame like that. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to unincorporated Indian River County. Highway 1, there's a McDonald's. And this is at 4 in the morning. A man falls asleep in the drive-through lane, has his truck in park, and turns it off. So the employees call the cops, cops show up, and the headline's totally misleading. It says, man jailed after snoring loudly at McDonald's. Now, the police report does refer to him snoring loudly, but he really got arrested because when the cop opened the door and asked him to step out, he could barely stand up, and he had to hold onto the bed of his truck. He was so drunk. But I think the cops did him a favor. The last thing you want to do before you go to sleep is have all those calories. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Mount Dora, Florida, where two Florida men have been arrested for stealing human skulls from the Mount Dora Cemetery. So the two men went and they dug up four graves and they dismembered the corpses. It looks like it was some sort of ritualistic ceremony, like they're worshiping the devil or I don't know. But the place where they were living had some sort of weird ritualistic shrine, and they had a partial arm, a skull, a hand, and multiple other large bones. So this is some weird religious thing. And you can count me out. I don't want to be part of any religion that does all that digging. That is exhausting. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Judy from Dallas discovered Sterling on Sunday listening to WBAP, and she told us a stupid joke at the time, just a dumb dad joke. And now she's insisted on calling in every week for about 2 years to give us a dumb dad joke. What's this week's joke, Judy?
Well, Walter, what do you get if a chicken lays eggs on top of a hill?
Oh, what do you get if a chicken lays an egg on top of a hill?
Egg rolls.
Unbelievable. We love Judy. I love her every week when she calls in. It's the highlight of the show. Many would say it is the only highlight of the show. And although I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, I do respect it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I've left this show a little loose. KFBK, Bill White. I've left this show a little loose because so much happened this week. I wanted to give you a conduit. A conduit, there's an SAT word, a conduit, to share your feelings so that I could know how you feel. And then it helps me set direction for the show. Because one of the things I've noticed in American radio is how many broadcasters do an incredibly insensitive program. No matter what, they're going to yell at the Democrats. They're just going to scream at the Democrats. And you know what? I say that as of this week, that is an anachronistic way to do a radio show. And the way you and I do this show, which is to talk about my life and your life, your daily life, is a much better way to do a show. My 18-year-old daughter, Dorothy, got so sick this week, so brutally sick, it's the only way I can describe it, brutally sick, that we took her to the pediatrician. We did a Zoom call with the pediatrician. Pediatrician said, I have to see her. We drove down to the pediatrician's office in a fever because she had a fever to see the pediatrician. Oh, by the way, the Browns won 48-37 to Pittsburgh. Sorry, Pittsburgh. Sorry, Jim Gracie. Sorry. 48-37. I hope we're not going to get a four-hour post-game show because you only want to know two scores. You want to know your score for your team. You don't have two teams. You have one. And who you bet on. That's it. You don't care about Minnesota. You don't care about some obscure team in Florida. You care about your team and wherever Trevor Lawrence is going so we can watch his hair. It's all right to have a crush on Trevor Lawrence. You should be so lucky to have a girl like Trevor Lawrence. I digress. My daughter got sick, really sick. My 18-year-old got really sick. High temperature, that kind of sore throat where you can't swallow, you can't speak, which is a mixed blessing. She couldn't speak. We had to actually take her to the doctor in spite of COVID. We get her to the doctor. She's given antibiotics, mouthwash, all that stuff. The next day, she wakes up. Friday. She wakes up and she's worse. She could speak less. She could swallow less. She's really sick. This poor kid's really sick. We call the pediatrician again and they say, bring her to the ER. I don't like to bring anybody to the ER because usually that doesn't turn out well. You go to the ER, and what do you see? You see people with gunshot wounds, people bleeding from their ears. How do you bleed from ears? Oh, he's bleeding from his ears. Stay away from him. Yeah, okay. It's never a pretty sight to go to the ER. It makes me very nervous to go to the ER. Then it turns out she was so sick, she had to be checked into the hospital. And that's when all hell broke out. Details coming up in seconds. 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story of a woman who chunks a can of dog food at a dude and hits him in the head in the grocery store parking lot. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. You know, Harry's Razors has been around a while, and maybe you tried them when they first came out. I urge you to try them again, because unlike razor companies that are traditional, Harry's is constantly improving their blades. But unlike other razor companies, Harry's does not charge you for these improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. $2 each. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising their prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their ace shave is as smooth as their first. Now, how do they do this? It's because Harry's owns their own factory, a factory that's been making blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. It comes with a 100% quality guarantee. You can find the Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores, drug stores, and grocery stores, but I urge you instead to get it at harrys.com, because that's where you're going to get a special offer. At checkout, you put in the promo code WALTER, and the whole package, blades, handle, shaving gel, $3. It's all for $3, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. They don't charge you for shipping and handling. You put in my name, Walter, and that whole package comes to you for $3. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, promo code Walter.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
James Copeland, I am so grateful to you for making this incredible production that we have on Sterling on Sunday. You would think that revenue-generating talk shows would have spectacular production, but they have no production. They have nothing. They have nothing.
Democrats. Pelosi.
After the break. Oh, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And it's time for a change. It's time that all of those shows go away. They go to Boca. It's time for the Boca effect. And let's have some fresh spoken word radio on, like this show, where we talk about compelling subjects like my daughter being in the hospital. She goes to the hospital, my 18-year-old daughter, who turned 18 about an hour ago. She's with her mother, who's much younger. I'm getting a Facebook message here. Who's much younger, very beautiful, never suffering. She got a prize in me, let me tell you. My mother. Well, Dr. Freud, yes, she's my mother. My wife takes her to the hospital. She takes her to the hospital, and the reason she took her to the hospital and I didn't was because of COVID. Not a good place for me to be. Hospital, not a good place for me. She takes the daughter to the emergency room. That's what her pediatrician said to do. The daughter just turned 18. They go to the emergency room. It's daylight, which for some reason is important to this story. It's daylight. Why is my phone going crazy? We're just going to have to turn off the phone and punish it. Are you ready to be punished? Come on. Turn it off. Real-time exciting radio. Power off. Okay. She goes to the emergency room. My wife takes her. And they do the paperwork, fill out the forms, give them the insurance cards. What other industry in America demands to know how you're going to pay for something before you get the product? The used car industry. That's it. That's the only other industry I can think of. If you go to a five-star restaurant or a five-star hotel, well, that's a bad example. But if you go to a five-star restaurant, they're not going to say to you, well, how are you going to pay before you order your meal? They're not going to see, let me see your credit card before you order your meal. There are almost no other industries that demand payment before you get the product. Car and hotel and doctor's office. You're sick as a dog. You're limping. You walk into a doctor's office, and what happens? They say, insurance, please. What insurance do you have? What insurance? They sound like Daleks in Doctor Who. What insurance do you have? What insurance? ID and what insurance do you have? What insurance do you have? What insurance do you have? It's insulting. There you are limping. You can barely function. You can barely look straight. You're in a doctor's office. You should be greeted with, would you like some tea? Why don't you sit in that seat over there, sir? That's the most comfortable seat. Sit over there. I'll make sure the doctor sees you as soon as possible. That's how you should be greeted at a doctor's office, not, what insurance do you have? It's not how you should be greeted. Now, they go into the ER, my daughter and my wife. They fill out the forms, the many, many forms that say things like, we are not responsible. Even though we have the most important job in your life, we are not responsible for the results. Good luck. Have a nice day. They fill out the forms. They sit down. A clerk comes over to my wife and says, you will have to leave. What do you mean I'll have to leave? There are no visitors at this time. That's my daughter, she says. Yeah, that's your daughter, but you're not allowed to be here. You're a visitor. Yes, but she's my daughter. We're in a pediatric ER. We're in a pediatric hospital. Well, you'll have to leave. Well, the issue was that my daughter's 18, had turned 18 last month. And therefore, mother may be mother on paper, but not mother in the ways that matter to a hospital. And therefore, technically, my wife is a visitor. Not a mother, but a visitor. And she's told that she will have to leave. She cannot wait in the ER. She cannot wait with my daughter, and it's 3 p.m. Hold that thought. It's 3 p.m. They do some tests, and they say, we're going to have to check in your daughter. But they've thrown my wife out. Where's my wife? She's sitting in her car in the parking lot in 30-degree weather. Yes, the engine's on. In 30-degree weather. I'm sure she's listening to you know, satellite radio. And because she's a turncoat. She's a turncoat. My poor 18-year-old daughter is in the ER in a hospital she's never been in before, sick as a dog. You know that horrible way you feel, the terrible way your mind is set when you don't feel good and you want your mommy. Whether you're 60 or 16, you want your mommy. She wanted her mommy, and they wouldn't let my wife sit with her. Wouldn't let her sit with her. Visiting hours are not now. Visitor, you're a visitor. You'll have to leave. Like, what? Well, now they both call me. Like, I can do anything. I can barely walk. I can't do anything. I may be a talk show host, but only in theory. And so there's both sitting there. One's sitting in the parking lot. The other one's sitting in the ER. And now it's 3 o'clock. And then they get some more tests, and they say, we're going to have to admit you. They say this to my daughter. She's never spent a night in a hospital. She's never been this sick before. never been this sick. Is she seeing her pediatrician? No, no, no. She's not seeing her pediatrician. It's random pediatrician. You know, it's from the same group. I mean, the same group. I mean, now we're at the doctors that went to school in the Canary Islands. I mean, the same group. They check her in. It's 3 o'clock. Did they check her in at 4? No. 5? No, no, no. 6? No. 7? No. 8 at night? Now it's dark out? No. My wife comes home so angry, so furious at this bureaucracy. She comes home and does like this crazy lady thing, like the thing you'd see on Lifetime. She comes home and plays the piano. My wife has never played the piano in this house ever. I've never heard her show an interest in the piano. She got the piano against my will for the kids. Now she's playing the piano like a crazy lady. I'm like, shouldn't you go back with our daughter to the hospital? She just came home to get some things for herself. And now it's 9:30, and they check my daughter in. And I'm like, when is the room going to be ready? When are they checking you in? Well, they didn't really check her into the room. They checked her into this side bedding sort of private area in the emergency room. And again, I don't want her in an emergency room. I don't want her seeing the gunshots coming through. You know, I don't want her to see any of that. But there she is in this bolstered area of the emergency room. And she's going to get more tests to find out what's wrong with her. How my daughter did overnight in the emergency room is really quite remarkable. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I are driving across the country, going through the air, hitting that speaker 14 inches from your ear. This is the sweet spot of the ride. The temperature in the cab is just right in the 18-wheeler. The glow from the dash is like the electronic fireplace, and we're having a good time. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I have a podcast. Oh, my God, you better download the podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits. You get it at Apple iTunes. And what else do I have to tell you? Please check my Twitter feed. It still exists. My Twitter feed still exists. Walter M. Sterling. But let's you and I talk. 888-688-WALT, horror stories about hospitals. I love those stories, and I'll tell you the end result of my daughter spending her first night in a hospital alone because she was 18, and her mother was not allowed to spend the night with her. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Just unbelievable. We love being on the radio, don't we? The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and we've got a study of extremes in the weather department this week between the north and south of our country, well above normal temperatures across the northern tier of states through much of next week into the weekend, with areas from Montana, the Dakotas, into Minnesota and Wisconsin with temperatures 20 to 30 degrees warmer than usual. And here we are in mid-January. Look for highs in the 40s and lower 50s in Minot, Fargo, Billings, Montana. They could see 60 degrees by Thursday. We could also see record high temperatures in the far west, California through Arizona and New Mexico by late in the week. On the other hand, we've got snow falling across parts of Texas from Amarillo to Dallas, and we'll talk more about that in our next report. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Stories. For our first Florida story, we're going to West Palm Beach, where we have a repeat offender. This guy had showed up on Florida Stories back in 2016. He was arrested because he was an 18-year-old who was operating a medical practice without a license. He was pretending he was a doctor, telling people he was an MD, PhD. He had the fake degrees on the wall. He was seeing patients, and he was getting them to send him money. So since then, he's been convicted, did some time, got out, got a job at a shipping company, and he ran another scam. This time, he was telling the clients to send the payments, the invoice, to his personal bank account instead of to the account for his company. Of course, he gets caught. He's accused of taking over $10,000 that belongs to the company. Sounds like he's going to go to jail again. And it's one of those philosophical questions that starts mulling around in your head. Does a dog know it's a dog? Do dumb people know that they're dumb? Does a Florida man know he's a Florida man? And thus has to act accordingly. This is the existential edition of Florida Stories. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our last Florida story, we're going to Clearwater, Florida, where a woman's walking through the grocery store parking lot. And look, political tensions have run high for the last, I don't know, few months, years, whatever. And she sees a Trump flag that's attached to someone's car. And she just can't stand it anymore. So she takes a can of dog food out of her grocery bag and throws it at the passenger window. It doesn't break it. It bounces off. And the guy gets out. He's like, what are you doing throwing cans at my car? And she rushes him. So this man grabs this little woman and he pins her to the ground and tells her to stop. She starts biting his leg. And so then he jumps off of her. She grabs that same can of dog food because now it's just sitting next to her in the parking lot, throws it at him, beans him in the head. Then she turns around, grabs the flag, rips it off the car, bends the flagpole, and throws it at him. So the 44-year-old Florida woman's arrested for criminal mischief, simple battery, throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle. And I know things have been pretty polarizing, but it lets you know how bad it gets when people are getting all cavalier with a can of Alpo. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are sparking dating rumors after they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend. A source tells People they were in Montecito, California for the wedding and were, quote, affectionate around their friends as they held hands and looked very happy. The source adds that they've been dating for a few weeks. The pair are also seen holding hands in their formal attire and masks in photos obtained by Page Six. They were later photographed at Harry's Los Angeles home with luggage in tow. Their outing comes weeks after People reported that Olivia and her longtime partner, actor Jason Sudeikis, had split in early 2020. The pair first started dating in November of 2011, and Jason proposed shortly after the holidays in 2012. They share two children. This fall, Olivia and Harry worked together on the psychological horror film Don't Worry, Darling, which also stars Florence Pugh. Olivia pulled double duty on the project, co-starring and directing.
Well, there you have it. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are dating. Now, let me finish this story about my daughter, and then we'll talk about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles dating. My daughter spent the night in the hospital without her mother. She just turned 18. The hospital, tragically, viewed her as an adult. She's no more an adult. They viewed her as an adult. My wife went crazy. She went insane. Because they wouldn't let her stay with my daughter. This was my daughter's first time alone in a hospital. She's barely an adult. She's only an adult on paper. She's not had the best 6 months of her life. And they kept her in the hospital overnight to do all of these tests. And I'm like going nuts. How dare they do this? And that my wife can't visit. I can't visit because it's not within visiting hours and it's, not okay. Well, the fact is that no matter what hospital I've been in, no matter what hospital my relatives have been in, we have always spent the night in the room with the patient. Always. We have always been able to stay with them. Because what I do is I buy the people at the desk food. I buy the nurses at the nurses' station food. I charm them. I talk to them. And we're allowed to stay. And you can do that. You don't have to pay attention to those visiting rules. You really don't. You just have to speak nicely to the nurse's station and bring them food. They'll do anything for food. That has been my experience. Well, my phone was torturing me just now. Well, my daughter was kept in the hospital alone overnight to do tests, to have tests done. And I figured in the morning she'd be a wreck. You know, they did the mono test, the rheumatoid arthritis test, the whatever fever that is. Every test she could have, she had the mono test, all known tests. Well, it turned out she had strep throat, severe strep throat, and they kept her in the hospital overnight. My wife was going crazy. I was going crazy. The first time we could visit her was like at, I don't know, some stupid time, late in the afternoon. Sorry. Around 10 in the morning, I talked to my daughter on the phone. She's having the best time. She's having the best time because she has an IV painkiller and a menu. This menu's unlike anything I've ever heard in my life. This menu is for like a four-star restaurant. Locally sourced custard, Oreo pie, any type of breakfast entree you could imagine is available to her. She has world-class room service in the ER. This kid's in heaven. My daughter, all of my daughters, were built for room service. This is what they were made to have, was room service. And what was wrong with her? She had strep throat, really bad strep throat. She left with a bunch of antibiotics. She feels better already. But the stupidity of not letting her mother visit her is a little beyond the pale. It's a little beyond belief. A university hospital system in Cleveland, a little hard to believe. All right, it's 14 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I've got we're going to talk about the Harry Styles scandal coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine, I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore Medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore Medicine. It's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore Medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors, and they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly, and it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code WALTER, harrys.com, promo code WALTER, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code WALTER.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are sparking dating rumors after they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend. A source tells People they were in Montecito, California for the wedding and were, quote, affectionate around their friends as they held hands and looked very happy. The source adds that they've been dating for a few weeks. The pair are also seen holding hands in their formal attire and masks in photos obtained by Page Six. They were later photographed at Harry's Los Angeles home with luggage in tow. Their outing comes weeks after People reported that Olivia and her longtime partner, actor Jason Sudeikis, had split in early 2020. The pair first started dating in November of 2011, and Jason proposed shortly after the holidays in 2012. They share two children. This fall, Olivia and Harry worked together on the psychological horror film Don't Worry, Darling, which also stars Florence Pugh. Olivia pulled double duty on the project, co-starring and directing.
Jason Sudeikis, you have been stood up for a man wearing pearls and a dress. That's your legacy. Harry Styles wears pearls and a dress where? In Vogue magazine. That's who stole your woman. That's who stole Olivia Wilde. Now, if you're having any trouble imagining who Olivia Wilde is, let me help you. Remember the show House with the Angry Doctor? She was a resident on House. She was the pretty resident on House. And then she was in the OC, where she got to dress up as a bartender on the OC and be hot as hell. Am I being sexist? Yes. There she was on the OC, and then she was in House. And now we know that she has two kids by Jason Sudeikis, and she was stolen by a man in a dress and pearls, or pearls and a dress, which I think probably sounds better. It flows better because I'm a professional broadcaster. How does that go? You don't lose your gal to a quarterback. You don't lose your gal to a billionaire. You lost your gal to a guy in a dress. And not a non-binary guy in a dress. Harry Styles. Freaking Harry Styles. Now, Harry has a lot of money, and he has a lot of hit records, and he has hella good hair. But he used to have hella better hair. When he was with Taylor Swift, the hair was better. It was better. And when he was on Saturday Night Live with One Direction, the hair was awesome, man. It was gorgeous. You wanted to stick your nose in that hair and go, oh, Harry, that hair is so incredible. Now, what does Harry have to offer that Jason Sudeikis does not? You have two kids with Jason Sudeikis, two children. Jason seems like a nice guy, and he was nice enough to create two children with you. You don't leave a guy like that. Jason seems sober, pleasant. He works. He's a working actor. He's a working comedian. Those are very rare. You know he's funny, and you know he's scary smart, right? You know he's scary smart. What's Harry do? Harry's probably waiting to get his visa. Maybe he just wants to be with you, Olivia, to get a visa. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe he's just trying to do the visa scam to be with you for a couple months, marry you, and get his visa to move to the United States. That could be what it is, so that he can work in the U.S. It seems all very suspicious to me. Would you leave Jason Sudeikis to be with Harry Styles? Now, I can see that happening if you're 22. But Olivia Wilde's 36. I think she's at the point where she should know better than to run off with the band. Common parlance for running off with the circus. Why would she run off to the circus now at 36 with two gorgeous, she has gorgeous children with this Jason Sudeikis? Would you do that? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And any time I've seen Harry interviewed, he barely can get up out of sentence. I've seen him on talk shows. You've seen him on talk shows. Seems like a lovely man, a lovely guy. Stuffs his pants. Couldn't be more pleasant, but doesn't seem all that bright. Great musician, yes. Great singer, yes. Looks good in a dress. Congratulations. But is this what you're... Hello. Olivia, is that what you're going to run off with? And is that what you, is that the legacy for your children? I ran off with the band. And now he isn't even with One Direction. He's all by himself. Again, no problem. We've never heard about any problems with Harry. He can pack a stadium. He can pack his pants. It's very impressive, according to, redheaded musician's name? He has people testifying to the fact that he's a well-endowed man. Maybe that's it. Is that all it is? Is that all it takes? 888-688-WALT. 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 I'm Walter M. Sterling. I'm very excited to be with you, but I really find it disgusting that Olivia Wilde, a premium woman, is running off with Harry Styles. She has two children, barely out of toddlerhood, with Jason Sudeikis. They're very pleasant. She has left the home of Jason Sudeikis in Hollywood. She has gone to the Harry Styles estate in Hollywood. Why would she do that? She fell in love with him that fast. She's removing her children from Jason's home, taking them to Harry's home. What's going to happen there? They're going to learn about British history. They're going to have to watch those god-awful BritBox mysteries and Doctor Who. Now they're going to be raised on Doctor Who rather than on cartoons, proper cartoons. Now they're going to be raised on Doctor Who. That's what those kids are going to have to learn. I find this all very disturbing. I don't think any American woman should be running off with Harry Styles. Taylor Swift could only put up with it for 6 months. She was with Harry for 6 months or so. And now Olivia Wilde, the star of House and the OC, has run off with Harry Styles. I just don't get it. Play that piece about this story again, would you, James?
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are sparking dating rumors after they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend. A source tells People they were in Montecito, California for the wedding and were, quote, affectionate around their friends as they held hands and looked very happy. The source adds that they've been dating for a few weeks. The pair are also seen holding hands in their formal attire and masks in photos obtained by Page Six. They were later photographed at Harry's Los Angeles home with luggage in tow. Their outing comes weeks after People reported that Olivia and her longtime partner actor Jason Sudeikis had split in early 2020. The pair first started dating in November of 2011, and Jason proposed shortly after the holidays in 2012. They share two children. This fall, Olivia and Harry worked together on the psychological horror film Don't Worry, Darling, which also stars Florence Pugh. Olivia pulled double duty on the project, co-starring and directing.
Ed Sheeran says that Harry Styles is a well-endowed man. Now, why would Ed Sheeran know this? How is this any of Ed Sheeran's business? But he was happy to share this information as though he was publicizing it to attract women like Olivia Wilde, who's 36, 37, with children, ran away from Jason Sudeikis in 2 seconds the minute a rock star shows up. I don't think these are the best decisions you could make, and those kids are going to be a mess. If she had stayed with Jason Sudeikis, who she's been with since 2006, those kids would be fine. They'd be sort of eccentric Hollywood-type kids with really good hair. They'd go to the Pumpkin Patch on 90210. The Pumpkin Patch on 90210 was a fascinating piece of agriculture. It was in a parking lot. That's what I always loved about the Pumpkin Patch on 90210, our special Halloween edition. And then they go to the Pumpkin Patch. And what is it? It's a bunch of hay in a parking lot, not on a farm, not out in the woods, not up north. Pumpkin patches are always up north, not up north. It's in a parking lot in Beverly Hills. That's supposed to be romantic. In Beverly Hills, I suppose it's romantic. They're going to take those kids, Olivia Wilde's kids, to the Pumpkin Patch in Beverly Hills, and they're going to see Brenda, and they're going to have punch that's spiked, and that will be their Halloween. I don't see this as a good deal. And now those poor kids are going to have to go to England for holidays. They don't know anything about England for holidays. They're going to find out what Christmas pudding is. They don't, believe me, they're not going to like it. you know, it flames up and it's got strange fruits, dried fruits in it. No, no, thanks. But there it is. I totally disagree with this. I'd say Olivia Wilde is wrong. Once you make babies with somebody, you stick with that person. Now, the big mistake Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde made, forgive me for being an old man, is they weren't married. Jason proposed to her an hour after meeting her. She's beautiful, accomplished, had real jobs, got good paychecks. He was not leaving her. He adored her. You think she's going to find that anyplace else? No. She's going to find men who are infatuated with Olivia Wilde, men who are infatuated with her, but not men who will adore her. Because, to quote my mother, she looks like a lot of work, boy. She looks like a lot of work, boy. And she would eat you alive. That's what she would say to me. Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis, breaking up so that she could run off with a man in a dress. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday, every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. I'm Walter Sterling.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. In contrast to the northern states, we've got a good old-fashioned winter storm with heavy, wet snow raging across parts of Texas from Lubbock, Abilene, across to Shreveport, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Some freezing rain and snow into Dallas within the next 24 to 48 hours. Look for accumulations of up to a foot of snow in Amarillo on into Childress in the Texas Panhandle. Some heavier rains will move into northern Florida by week's end, as well as Georgia and across the Carolinas. Some lake effect snows across the Great Lakes and northern New England also by the next weekend. Benign weather this week for Washington, Philly, and the Big Apple. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the 40s. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are sparking dating rumors after they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend. A source tells People they were in Montecito, California for the wedding and were, quote, affectionate around their friends as they held hands and looked very happy. The source adds that they've been dating for a few weeks. The pair are also seen holding hands in their formal attire and masks in photos obtained by Page Six. They were later photographed at Harry's Los Angeles home with luggage in tow. Their outing comes weeks after People reported that Olivia and her longtime partner, actor Jason Sudeikis, had split in early 2020. The pair first started dating in November of 2011, and Jason proposed shortly after the holidays in 2012. They share two children. This fall, Olivia and Harry worked together on the psychological horror film Don't Worry, Darling, which also stars Florence Pugh. Olivia pulled double duty on the project, co-starring and directing.
As James M. pointed out, her oldest kid is almost Harry Styles' age. They have two kids, Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde. They have two kids, and she runs off with the band. She runs off with the guy in the band. What? No, I'm sorry. She's 36, 37 years old. There's a point at which you don't run off with people in the band, and you don't say things like, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. No. 10% you can be happy. Get a tan, then you come back inside, you eat a sandwich, that's when you can be happy. Otherwise, no. You can't just run off with Harry Styles or any member of the band to find myself to be happy. I deserve to be happy. Yeah, they're at a wedding together, she and Harry. They're seen entering Harry's home with luggage. Where are the kids? Same thing with that Scarlett Johansson. Where's her kid? We see her with Kool and Juiced. Where's her kid? We haven't seen one picture of her with Kool and Juiced and the kid. Has she told Colin that she has a kid? Do we know if she's actually told him that she has a kid by that French guy? We've never seen the French guy again. The French art dealer. Yeah, art dealer. that was some line that he gave Scarlett Johansson. Hello, I am an art dealer. Yes, that's what I do. I deal in art. Unbelievable. So she's scammed. She was scammed by this French guy that he was an art dealer, and they had a kid, and we've never seen the kid again. Probably caught in French customs, some ownership issues in French customs. Never heard Colin talk about the kid. Never heard him say, well, you know, Scarlett has a child, and I really like the child. Never heard that. Maybe he doesn't know. Now, Olivia Wilde has two kids, blonde, California children. We don't see them being moved into Harry's house because, you know, that would upset the flow. Two little kids, that's going to screw up the Harry Styles lifestyle. That's going to be tough on the Harry Styles lifestyle. You know it. I find all of this very, I find it hedonistic and selfish. In my opinion, it's hedonistic and selfish to just run off with the band, to run off with Harry Styles and live with him. Meanwhile, Jason's left with the kids. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Because I believe that once you make a kid with somebody, or multiple kids as they have, that's it. You have now consigned your life to the care and feeding of these children. That is your primary job. That's the job. Take care of the children. The kid needs lunch, you make lunch. The kid needs clothes, you put on clothes. Kid needs to get to school, you get the kid to school. That's what you get to do. It's not a burden. It's not robbing me of finding myself. No, that kid, that's the map to yourself. You take superior care of your child, you will find yourself. Because your child will let you know how you did. They'll let you know how you did when they're 18, 28, 38. They'll let you know every time they get a psychiatry bill. I'm damn sure of this. And I know it's a very unpopular opinion. People should go to yoga, find themselves. They should climb the mountain, stare at the sky, listen to their own heart, all of that. Well, let me tell you, the minute a person makes a decision to have a child, the universe has intervened and said, this is your happiness. This little monkey is your happiness. That's what I call my kids, monkeys. And I look at them and they tell me what they need. And I give it to them. I view most of my day as being a servant to my children. That may be viewed by you as insane. I find it remarkably fulfilling because I'm not saying I have happy kids because they have their days, but I have loved kids. My current wife and I love our kids. We're not perfect, but they know we're there. And that's most of it. Those kids know we are there. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. I think that Olivia Wilde running off with the band, running off with Harry Styles might be a good photo op, but a bad life decision. This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well. Because Harry's razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years. And they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma, and it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right, and it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy too because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now, you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling's free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hi, Walter. This week I'd like to talk to your listeners, like to give them a few pages from my book, Grand Theft Auto, about how they can protect themselves when purchasing a used car. So, first and foremost, I would stay away from Craigslist or these pop-up side-of-the-road car dealerships where signs say one owner and cream puff, they're here today, gone tomorrow. Because these people, they open up under LLCs, and when the crap hits the fan, they're gone, and you're stuck holding a car that you don't want. At least with a reputable car dealership, you can go back. They're there. They're not going anywhere. And most states have lemon laws where anywhere between 30 to 90 days, you can demand your money back, or they have to replace the vehicle, or they have to fix it. Craigslist can be an unintended portal to the criminal world where you could get robbed or lose your life. So I would avoid that when looking to buy a used car, despite how good of a deal it looks like. Now, nowadays with the internet, there's a lot of places where you can research your car, search engines like Carfax, etc., where you can get a complete vehicle history on a used car. But do you really know what you're looking at? You see, that information is only as good as it's entered into the system. So, yeah, you got a car, and it looks great, and the mileage is great and everything, but take a closer look. If you're living in New York City, and the car originated out of, let's say, for argument's sake, California, and then the next thing you know, it's titled in Texas, and then the next thing you know, it's titled in Missouri, and then the next thing you know, it's titled in New York, and the car is only 3 years old, that's a red flag. That's not to say that somebody can purchase a car and they're in the military and move to a different state, but the odds of a car being titled in several states in a relatively short period of time usually indicates title washing, which means it's a salvage vehicle with a salvage title. It was involved in a bad accident. It's rebuilt, or in some cases even actually stolen. And what they're doing is they're moving the car. The car never goes anywhere. It's the paperwork is getting registered in different Department of Motor Vehicles where they can take the salvage history off a car. Also look at the mileage very closely. Dealerships, when a car comes in, will list the mileage, which will show up on a Carfax report. But if you start seeing discrepancies in the mileage, that could be the vehicle you're looking at isn't actually the real vehicle. The vehicle identification number can be changed, or they could have rolled back the mileage on an odometer. So also, when you're looking to buy a used car, give it a really good look. Pop the hood, look underneath it, look at the bolts that are holding the fenders and the sheet metal to the car. Do they look like they're scratched or a wrench has been on it? Well, if they have, chances are it's a rebuilt car because it didn't come that way from the dealership. Also, when you lift open the hood of the car, look for things like overspray or the smell that you've been in a body shop. Get on your hands and knees and look underneath the car. Look and see if there's welds that don't belong there or pixie dust from overspray from a body shop. So these are some of the ways that you can protect yourself when purchasing a used car. And you can check out my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
Oh, we love Vic Ferrari, don't we? A retired New York City police detective specializing in auto theft. Isn't he the best? We love him. 888-688-WALT. Every week, I promise myself I'm going to go over this. And every week I forget or other big things come up. But as I explained, this is a very loose show as we drive across the country tonight. a very loose show, to give the show breathing room and the opportunity for you to join me at any time. When you think that you have clear sailing, that you can just do stuff, there's something at every corner. There is the Frank factor at every corner of our life. There is something, some unit, some organization that's the Frank factor, put there to make our lives a living hell. The Frank factor is a person, place, or thing that makes no sense, but it obstructs our happiness, mine in particular. When I first saw this publication, I went, you gotta be kidding me. Really? Really? They have their own newsletter. They have their own conferences and conventions. They talk to each other. Toll Roads Today. Toll Roads Today is not a monthly or weekly newsletter. It's a daily newsletter. It connects all of the toll roads in America together in one publication. And it's long. They have 2-3 pages of headlines every single day that goes over all of the opportunities for the toll roads to what? Make more money, to be the Frank factor in all of our lives. I have said, if anybody wants to be the governor or the president, all they have to do is say, I will get rid of toll roads. If they promised, I said to the guy running for mayor of Chicago, he was a good guy, and I said, why don't you say, I will get rid of the toll roads? Well, they've set it up in such a way that it's very complicated to get rid of toll roads because they are controlled by multiple jurisdictions. But listen to the headlines in Toll Roads Today. Florida Department of Transportation looks to Skanska for restitution of lost toll revenue. I don't know what that means. New York Thruway begins public hearings on proposed new toll rates. Much of this is about new toll rates. Thruway spoofs Hollywood to encourage easy pass signups. Tim McGurkin rejoins GeoToll Management. Oregon Department of Transportation Equity and Mobility Advisory Committee will reconvene tomorrow. They're going to get back together tomorrow to figure out ways to get more money from you and me. And then they have a commentary in the Toll Roads Today. Trans-suburban ability to weather COVID-19 is superior to public transit. Trans-suburban ability to weather COVID-19 is superior to public transits. You stay in your car, you got better chances. EMCOR's Southwest Central Connector Plan has some local support, like one guy. CFX work brings a shower of awards. New evidence that transportation system changes can improve public health. Trombia unveils new electric-powered autonomous road sweeper. Well, they have an electric road sweeper in Trombia. Where is that? New York and New Jersey broke ground on the Holland Tunnel 100 years ago. And that's an interesting story. Because, you see, they built the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel about 100 years ago. Holland was first. And it was paid for about 95 years ago. And they're still collecting an outrageous toll. A $16 toll to get into the city on the Holland Tunnel. $16 toll. As Mayor Koch used to like to say, he said, yeah, but it's free to leave. Doesn't cost anything to leave. But a $16 daily toll. Now imagine working in New York City and paying that toll every single day. That's $65, $70 a week to go to work times four. It's $280 just to go under the river, just to go in a dank, ugly tunnel. And those tolls will never be removed, even though that was part of the promise of building the tunnel, that at some point, once it's paid off, we will stop collecting a toll. I only know one road in America that stopped collecting the toll, which was the Connecticut Turnpike. That's the only one that stopped collecting a toll. And I congratulate them. But no one else has done that. But just think about this. There is a, let me get it right, Toll Roads Today newsletter. A Toll Roads Today newsletter. You can get it for free. Go online to Toll Roads Today. It's a newsletter, and you can see all of the things they're planning to get more money out of us. It's nonstop. They've come up with all sorts of schemes to get more money out of us for driving on a road. This is not new technology. Roads have been around since the Romans, and the Roman roads seem to still exist. They seem to be working fine. They don't have tolls. They used to 2,000 years ago, but for the past 2,000 years, they've held up pretty well. I have a website. It's Walter Sterling Show. Everything about the show and me and Florida Stories is there, Walter Sterling Show. And it will connect you to my podcast, which is Midnight Misfits, available at Apple iTunes. Every single show I've ever made is also there. It says listen to show. So every show we've ever done is there. You can listen to the show, go back over it, study it, whatever you want to do, it's right there. Isn't that fantastic? I think it is. And I love talking to you. So we have a lot of fun. Every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every single email gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. It's a full life and a full show. I am so honored to be with you. It is the best time I have all week. In fact, it's the only fun I have all week. It's a sad life. Exactly. It really is a sad life. Please, the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.